Okay, final few minutes here on a Friday on the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone and 1620thezone.com. We have poll questions. You guys have answers for us. We spun the wheel twice. We span the wheel twice. We spun the wheel twice.
I believe it is spun, yes.
Spinned? We spun the wheel twice. Are you sure that's right?
Pretty sure, yeah.
Okay.
I'll look it up.
For some reason, it's not catching right.
Spin, past tense. Google, spun.
Doesn't the we throw it off? We collectively spun. Yeah, we spun the wheel.
Spun is the only standard form use. Span is an archaic form.
Oh. So we could say span. Maybe in the poke, in the P-O-K, pre-onside kick error. All right, poll questions. That was dumb. Sorry. Should we return to honking when
you forgot the first one.
Oh, yeah, because I voted in it. Sorry. Damon Benning, at Damon Benning. Answer possibilities. Yes or hell yes.
Most fitting tribute this show could give someone.
I voted hell yes, even though it should have been hell yeah.
Mm.
81% agree. 19% say just yes.
It's a solid number.
Should we return to honking when Nebraska scores a touchdown?
Hell yeah.
I guess I haven't been on the road much when Nebraska scored a touchdown.
We get it. You're in the stadium. Ooh.
I'm there. I'm either there or watching TV. I can't remember the last time I've been driving while Nebraska was scoring a touchdown, really.
I'm always driving somewhere.
But yes, we should if we've let that tradition go away. Honk for the Huskers. 75% say yes, we should.
Get to it.
I gotta score some touchdowns. Should Connor Happer drink coffee more often? I was freaking out on the show today because I had a cup of coffee.
You were jacked in the first half of the show. It was great.
There's still remnants of that.
Mm-hmm.
It's really kicked off. Usually I sort of drag as Friday goes along. We're still kicking.
Every now and then you'll just get this.
Maybe I should drink coffee more often. And you guys, it was adrenaline rush too because you guys let me talk about the Royals for like 20 minutes, which was sweet. Very nice of you. It's like a birthday present, even though it's not my birthday. 74% say yes, that I should drink coffee more often.
That's pretty overwhelming, Connor.
A lot of coffee guys chiming in. Michael Brunts once made it his sole mission to get me to like coffee. Oh. I liked some of the coffee. He would like buy me coffee. He gave me some coffee, and I was like, well, this is kind of good. I wouldn't mind doing this, and then I just haven't done it. It's not that I dislike coffee. It's just that I don't do it.
Okay.
It's not part of the routine yet. You got to make it part of the routine. Our friend Amazing Daniel is going to Pittsburgh this weekend. When he goes to a bar to watch the Nebraska game, will he be laughed at for watching college football, respected for supporting a losing team, or be asked to leave? I say laughed at.
That's where I landed as well.
And that is the leader right now, 38% saying laughed at.
Ooh.
36% saying respected, and 26% saying booted from the bar.
That's close.
Better mascot, Alien Billy or Lil Red? Now, do people know who Alien Billy is? Because that's how I refer to New Billy the Blue Jay, but I don't know that everybody else does.
Hey, no context provided.
Alien Billy is much better.
Mm-hmm.
51% say Lil Red.
Ooh.
Abomination.
Neck and neck.
Do you like Saturdays that have games? That comes from Sipple. I do. 94% also do. 6% don't. And finally, the trending topic of the day. Do you like the movie MacGruber, which Tua watched and laughed at while he had a head injury on the airplane last night? Not really. No, I don't like the movie MacGruber. 67% also say no.
It's pretty decent.
What was your rating?
I think I gave it
2.5. Couldn't be better than 2.5.
I think I gave it 3 out of 5.
Oh my God.
I love a dumb
MacGruber.
I love a dumb bit, Connor. Also, there were a lot of wrestlers in the movie, so.
Yeah, that's extra points for you.
Yeah.
What are we watching?
We're watching the National Football League on Sunday. Here's the games you get, courtesy of the 506 maps. Bills, Ravens, noon, CBS, they get the doubleheader this week, and they are choosing to give you Broncos, Raiders at 3 o'clock.
Thanks.
Will Russ cook against an 0-3 team? Who knows?
Sleepy chicken.
Bears and Giants is your noon game on Fox here locally. Chiefs, Buccaneers, your night game on NBC. A couple college football games to watch. You get number 15, Washington at UCLA. 9:30 tonight. You get Pac-12 after dark on a Friday on ESPN. That's Connor's Lock of the Week. Washington.
People forget. That's tonight, by the way.
You have 2:30 tomorrow, Iowa State, Kansas on the Deuce. And a battle of ranked teams, which we did not get to today, 2:30, ABC. Number 22, Wake Forest at number 23, Florida State.
Yeah. I just wanted to include the Iowa game.
Oh, sure. No, you got to include the more local one. Orioles, Yankees on MLB Network all weekend long. 6 o'clock tonight, noon, Saturday, and Sunday, as Aaron Judge tries to hit his 62nd home run. And also, people forget, he's also chasing the Triple Crown.
Yeah, no, which is more significant, yes. By the way.
And yes, there will be college football cut-ins. Wake Forest fans, yes, it's going to happen to you again. And yes, and again, the Yankees game is more important than your Wake Forest football game. I'm sorry.
Wow.
And the most exciting game of the weekend, Mets-Braves, 6 o'clock Saturday on Big Fox, 6 o'clock Sunday on ESPN. Mets lead the Braves by one game in the NL East. A couple movies to recommend before we get out of here. Apple TV has The Greatest Beer Run Ever. In 1967, John Chick Donahue, played by Zac Efron, leaves New York for Vietnam to track down his friends in combat and share a few beers. Mm. Russell Crowe stars. And finally, on Disney Plus, this is the one maybe your wives and girlfriends have been waiting for. Hocus Pocus 2.
Yeah.
Bette Midler, Sarah Jessica Parker, and Kathy Najimy reprise the Sanderson sisters, while Doug Jones returns as Billy Butcherson in this follow-up to the beloved 1993 film.
Thank you, Josh.
Thank you, Connor.
That is what we're watching, and that is the show, 1620thezone.com. If you missed anything, Crossover is next.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.